Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Paula Coughlin, a former lieutenant and anti-submarine helicopter pilot in the United States Navy who was assaulted at the 1991 Naval Tailhook Convention in Las Vegas. The events that occurred prompted her to become one of the first women to stand up in a court of law against the U.S. government and reveal the way that women are treated in the military. Today, she's the director of Ocean Yoga in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Welcome to Background Briefing, Paula Coughlin.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And of course, Paula, you're in the film that's coming out tomorrow nationwide, The Invisible War. And I must say it's a very powerful film. And I believe it's prompted the Secretary of Defense, who's seen the entire film, to realize that something has to be done. Now, what happened to you was back in 1991. Why has it taken so long for anything to really change in the military?
Well, it's always been understood in the military, especially in that climate of a social climate that, or even a professional climate, that time moves a lot more slowly in the military. How would I say this? That everything takes a little bit more time in the military, which is annoying to me because it should be the vanguard of professionalism and cultural change. And frankly, I was really, really shocked and disappointed to be updated with all of the information that's included in The Invisible War, and really disappointed personally, professionally, in the leadership of the military, that they made from President Bush, Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Navy, all the way down to the Chief of Naval Personnel. Personal conversations and vows of them making changes for the better, for the organization and for women and for all the individuals. And it was completely a bust. That blew my mind when I saw the movie.
Well, Paula, you actually were called, when you were serving in the Navy, you were called into the office of the Secretary of Defense, then Dick Cheney, and then taken to the White House where you met with George H.W. Bush. And in your conversations with the president, apparently he broke down in tears.
Yes, that's true. And that was one of the more unusual moments in my military career. And again, disappointing in that I'm thinking I'm going to meet with the commander-in-chief of our military and we're going to do some problem-solving. And in fact, it became an emotional thing for him. Now, I understand that, and I appreciate that. It is an emotional kind of response when you feel like a woman has been wronged. But personally, I was ready for someone to stand up and say, you know, these people work for me, and I'm going to make this right. I'm going to find out who the bad guys are. We're going to change the way the military operates. So I think everyone was well-intentioned, but nobody really put any teeth into what they wanted to make happen. And I would take that, fast-forward it to the Secretary of Defense right now, because the last piece of legislation or policy changes that he was proposing had no teeth in it then either. So until they really change the way they handle a sexual assault complaint in the military, everything is exactly as it was when I was assaulted in 1991. And that is unforgivable. If we can lead an army or Marine Corps or Navy troops to oust a dictator who allegedly has rape rooms and horrible offenses against women, how can we let this happen in our own military? I don't get it. That's my whole circuitous thought process is. We're the military that runs in and eliminates a regime that allows that to happen. But we have leadership now that allows that to happen. allowed it to happen 20 years ago. It's happening now. Don't get it. I put it back on them.
Again, I'm speaking with Paula Coughlin, a former lieutenant and anti-submarine helicopter pilot in the United States Navy. She was assaulted at the 1991 Naval Taylor Convention in Las Vegas, and she stood up in court against the United States government and revealed the way that women are treated in the military. And we're talking to her about the film that she's in, The Invisible War, that opens tomorrow nationwide. This, I think, Paula, is one of the most underreported stories in our media. I don't understand that, and I think the film, that The Invisible War, is a very, very important and valuable insight into this hidden problem that apparently has 500,000 casualties.
You know, the numbers are staggering, and I think about the far-reaching effects of these crimes against women, and I can take it all the way to a philosophy I heard President Obama talking about, with women's health care and women's equal pay, that it's not a women's issue. It is a human issue. It is about human decency, and it is about an organization thriving and performing its mission at the absolute best it can. And you can't have this embedded, horrible crime as part of that organization. And I just it seems like a lot of issues that involve kind of a degradation of women get thrown into a category of crimes against women. And I think that people need to step back and take a bigger picture and say, this is a crime against humanity. This is a crime against your someone's wife, someone's sister, someone's daughter, and really eradicate this kind of acceptance. I don't know. It should be, people should be pounding on the desk. They should be really upset about it.
And Paula Coughlin, you're the daughter of a naval commander and a former naval aviator, and we've heard a lot about PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder. The film, the new film, The Invisible War, to me makes it pretty clear that the women that have been raped in the military are suffering from a form of post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's been inflicted by their own comrades. That's the part of it
that's
so hard to swallow.
You know, it's really unforgivable in my mind, and it is probably, in retrospect, having 20 years to really process what happened to me, being attacked by my fellow aviators in a non-combatant situation. The most difficult aspect of the attack is that these were men I served with, that I swore to uphold the Constitution with, shoulder to shoulder. And I think that that extra layer of commitment coming from a woman to defend her country and expecting the same behavior from any man she works with makes the attack, the assault, so unbearable, so difficult to perceive. Because I think by human nature, we expect good behavior out of all the people we work with, at least the same behavior we practice. So that particular aspect of being attacked by someone who you think is on your team really knocked me for a loop. And I just watching those women portrayed as so committed to their military service and really not being able to process that they were raped by people they thought were as committed. There's so many layers to it. The stress disorder is really a misnomer. It's losing faith in humankind, and you can't describe it, because a person who commits themselves to military service for their country has an adamantine desire to see something through and expects the same from the people they serve with. And it's really unbearable to find that it just isn't that way with everybody. It's just losing faith in humankind.
Well, of course, Paula Coughlin, we're seeing a lot of that. In the case, what's so tragic about this epidemic of rape in the military is that the women are twice punished, not by the assault itself and then later by this cover-ups. And we've seen institutional cover-ups in the Catholic Church, the Penn State investigation into Sandusky, etc. And of course, it's rampant in the military. I thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate the time you've been able to spend with us.
Well, I really appreciate you chatting with me, and I hope that our conversation brings some awareness and really evokes some kind of change in our in your listeners. They can participate in making this change happen. And I know that if you lead them to the website for The Invisible War, if they even see excerpts from that movie, they will absolutely want to get in touch with any kind of leadership that can make changes for the better, not just for the military, but for our American culture. It just shouldn't be swept under the carpet again.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us, Paula.
All right, Ian, we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with Paula Coughlin, a former lieutenant and anti-submarine helicopter pilot in the United States Navy. She was assaulted at the 1991 Naval Tailhook Conference in Las Vegas, and the events that occurred there prompted her to become one of the first women to stand up in court against the U.S. government and reveal the way women are treated in the military. Today, she's the director of Ocean Yoga in Atlantic Beach, Florida. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with the filmmakers of The Invisible War.